Today is Wednesday, October 26, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Women's Equality Day. It's also National Web Mistress Day. National Got Checked Day, which got checked for what? It doesn't even say, but I think it's for mammograms. We could say for testicles, getting your testicles checked as well. It's also National Cherry Popsicle Day. And last but not least, it's National Dog Day. So you need to celebrate your dogs. I didn't really talk about it on yesterday's episode, but Daniel, I've been doing more and more with ChatGPT. For the longest time, I was just a chatter. I would go there and I would use it a lot as Google. I would basically use it to search things. I did use it to help plan vacations, things where you go in and chat with it. And then when I worked on podcast maps, I would have it write code, but I would copy paste. I would tell it exactly where in the code I wanted it to edit. I would do all these things. You know, incrementally, I was starting to rely on it more and more. And then when I built the QCast app, that is the podcasting app that I've written with ChatGPT, I did a lot. I gave it a lot more control, and we started at the very beginning creating all the requirements documents, and then I said, hey, go put together a plan for implementing a roadmap, and then let's implement one feature at a time, and we, you know, it did that, and I'm still working on that, but anyway, so I've gotten more and more and more, but I haven't done a lot of personal things, like I want you to go and do my grocery shopping for me, or I want you to go and book a flight. I still haven't done any of that. But the other thing that I hadn't done until recently is give it access to all of my servers and have it do things on the servers. So now, and Daniel, when that issue came up on geekygay.com that was affecting the RSS, that's the reason that some of you may have not gotten an episode 1779. Like I said, if you go back, you can get it now. But there was a problem on the site. And after Daniel got Sebastian or whichever AI, I don't remember which one it was, to fix it, I was like, you know, I need to try to do it. So I, you know, there was something that needed to be done. I needed to migrate the old Pride 48's live streaming server to a different server because I wanted it to all be on the same account. Ultimately, I'm trying to decrease the number of servers I'm paying for every month, so that I can save money, but I needed to move it. And there's this feature where you can, unfortunately, I couldn't do that from my phone, the ChatGPT app on my phone. It couldn't do it from there because for some reason it couldn't access the server. And you just give it your credentials there are more secure ways to do it. I mean, you can create a secure file that, you know, there are things you can do where you're not just giving it your password. But you can also just give it your username and password. And so I tried it on the phone, but it's like, I can't do it. But I had heard of this new feature called Remote, where you can actually connect a desktop computer to like a mobile device or something. And then you can use that remote connection to do things that you can't do on the phone, basically. And so I did that. I connected it to my computer at home. And I mean, I was on a trip and literally, I think, you know, over the course of driving with Daniel, it was able to do everything it needed to do to migrate everything over to a brand new server, get everything up and running. But not only that, we worked together to create a new program that pulls all of the feeds from that pulls all the latest episodes from the feeds. I already had a program doing that, but something messed up. And so ChatGPT was able to figure out what messed up, but also create a new program that has a lot more features. So it does things like normalize the audio, trim the silence. It deletes old episodes. So I used to have a problem where the drive space would fill up. And now it deletes all the old episodes for me. But the other thing I just added today is now you can go to the Pride 48 site and you can create your own feed. And what you can do is you can choose which shows you want to listen to, and it will generate a feed for you. And you can only get those shows in your podcast player, whatever your podcast player of choice is. You can also choose all shows, and you can get every single show that's currently listed on Pride48.com. So, you know, I've done some really cool things. So I'm getting more, there's more and more stuff that I'm doing. And now I walked it through today. I walked it through the process of editing audio for Geeky Gay specifically. And I created my own skill and also for publishing the episode. And so I'm going to walk through that with this episode and see if it can do both of those things for me. It's kind of slow, I will say. The computer control stuff is kind of slow. So I don't know how much time it really saves me, but if I can just say, hey, edit and publish this and then walk away, that would be ideal. You know, then I don't even have to watch it. But so anyway, I'm going to do that. So we were talking about the trip to see Daniel and then, you know, the trip to see Big Fatty. And so going back, first day was great. Wednesday, Thursday, Daniel and I, we got up. You know, I got up around 9:30 or something like that. We took a shower, not together, separately took our showers, got dressed and everything. And then we went to eat lunch. And I'm trying to remember. I don't remember where we ate lunch. I'm sure it was good, but I don't remember where we ate. So we went to eat lunch, and then we went to get Fatty a present because Daniel wanted to get Tanqueray. I don't know. But anyways, gin. He wanted to get that for Fatty, and so we went to a liquor store and got that, and then went back to the house and we played a game. I think it was something Duel, but it's an existing game franchise, air quotes. But it's a Duel, it's like Civilizations or something, or I don't know. But you basically collect all these resources and build buildings and build your military, and whoever, there are three different ways that you can win. Daniel lost, and then he didn't enjoy losing, so he said he didn't like that game. But neither one of us knew how to play. It's mostly luck, because it's whatever you get, you know. I mean, there is some skill, but it's mostly luck. So anyway, we played that, and then we had a dinner. So we went to Disney Coronado Springs. We met Rodan and Darwin, and I gave Rodan the coaster set that I created, or that I UV printed, and he loved it. So that was really good. I've got to mail the one for Taffy and Taylor. But anyway, Rodan really liked it. We had a great chat with them, and we went up to the California Grill, which is at the top of the hotel, had a really nice dinner. I had a flatbread for my appetizer, but everyone else had a mushroom soup. A mushroom ravioli. It was a big ravioli, but it had a broth as well. I think that's what it was. I had a flatbread with duck confit on it. It was good. It was probably too big, or bigger than I would have liked. But anyway, it was good. And then we all, except for Darwin, we all had fillets for dinner. And filet with mashed potatoes and asparagus. And it was also very good. I really like filet. That's what I cook at home. So I really like it. And then for dessert, I had a citrus thing. It was the only gluten-free option, I think, on the menu. But it was good. I mean, even though it was gluten-free, it was really good. It was a cake with a little crunchy bit, like a pastry, and some cream, some like whipped cream. And it was all in like a white chocolate top layer that looked like it had an overlay of oranges. So it looked like they had painted oranges on it, basically. Anyway, regardless, it tasted great. Then we watched the fireworks, and we think the lights went out on the castle. Either the lights went out on the castle, or the smoke was causing us not be able to see the castle. I'm not really sure which one. But lovely dinner, and then we all parted ways and went home, and I think we watched YouTube or something for a little while, and then we went to bed. And the next day, we went to Fatty's, but it's almost time to end, so I'm going to stop there. And we are going to talk about this on the mix, so we're going to get Daniel's opinion. So Daniel, if you're listening to this, yes, I am giving a little bit of detail here, but we can still talk about it on the mix because you have your own opinion of things and, you know, your impressions of people and events and how things happened. But so yeah, then we had our trip to Fatty's, which I'll start talking about on tomorrow's episode. And so I'm just going to go, it's in the afternoon, and I'm going to go and, I don't know, watch a little TV before Mark gets home. I've been pretty busy. I did my grocery shopping and went and picked up Sydney from the groomer because she got groomed this morning. And there have been a few things I've been working with ChatGPT on, so I've been busy. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.